It has been fun to watch Dallas-based Nothing Bundt Cakes grow, and it was probably more fun to watch when the former CEO of Topgolf came over to head up the company. Dolph Burley is there now, and they were just named the number one favorite brand in America. Dolph Burley joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
David, it's fantastic to be here.
You know, when we talked when you first got there, I mean, a year and a half or so ago, and I made a note. You said, we've got all this great growth potential because 70% of America has never heard of us. Boy, that changed.
Well, you know, it's so interesting you say that. And I should clarify just slightly. So number one favorite brand anywhere in food-related industry.
Yeah.
And so that's a lot of folks out there. We were surprised to get the number one ranking. But we have such passionate guests and people who work in the company who are trying to do something special, principally around caring and kindness through cake, that it's very heartwarming to me that we would be considered for this and to have gotten the number one ranking.
But also the growth has really been phenomenal. I mean, I made a note. Last time we talked, 535 restaurants. Now our stores, you've got over 660 right now.
Yeah, 669 today.
669. You're in what, yes. 40 states?
43 states and growing. And I think, you know, you sort of mentioned awareness early on. And we've just done so much in social media as well that is getting the word out. Just recently passing 1 million views on an Instagram post relating to our frosting. So it's a combination of a lot of things.
And the word of mouth has got to be the key. I mean, all it takes is one room mother to bring in a bunch of the little cakes and give them to the kids for their kid's birthday. That everybody wants it. So it's got to be, it perpetuates itself, I would assume.
Well, the cake is its own best ambassador. There is no question about that. And the most fun that I have in my job, David, is when I'm walking through an airport or in some public space and I have my logo shirt on and someone will stop me and have so much enthusiasm about their favorite flavor and usually the occasion where they most recently enjoyed it with a loved one at a birthday or an anniversary. And it is wonderful to be able to be part of something that brings that much joy.
Well, I concur, and the product is wonderful. And for those of us who try to watch our weight, rolling out Reese's chocolate peanut butter cakes was just a horrible thing to do to us.
Well, we of course had to come back and compliment that with our most favorite flavor recently, banana pudding.
Oh, gosh.
The
food's great.
The most successful new flavor we've had in a long time.
Nobody can argue with the cakes. The cake's fine. So tell me about the business prospect, because we've got an economy that may be slowing down a little bit. We've got interest rates, which were supposed to be on a downward trajectory. Now they're flat, and some suggest maybe up a little bit. So tell me about the business model. You've got a whole bunch of franchisees out there.
Yes.
What's the health of them?
Well, we have over 360 franchisees, and 2 years ago, we built 84 new bakeries. Last year, in 2024, we built 101 new bakeries. For the most part, those are from within the ranks of our existing bakery owners, and we're just starting now to bring in what we call multi-store operators, many of whom have other brands that they're also operating, and they will allow us to go even faster based on their sophistication and knowledge of local geographies.
So what's your criteria in selecting a franchisee? I mean, you want to have somebody who's got staying power. The worst thing you can do for your brand is to have one pop up in a shopping center and then fail 9 months later.
Well, I look for several things, and we as a team have a very strict criteria. I start with, can they align with our mission and purpose around bringing joy to the world through caring and kindness, and does that resonate with them? Because where this brand really sings are in two places. One is the bakeries themselves and making wonderful cakes and giving great hospitality and just brightening people's days. But the other is our bakery owners and their teams going out into the community and bringing cake and sampling cake, but also being part of important moments in people's lives. And those could be at hospitals or in churches, also in schools and in corporations. So this is a franchise model that really relies on community involvement. And that, I think, is where there's just so much greatness in what we're trying to do and so much opportunity for the future.
I'm trying to sit here and figure out who is your competition. I guess individual bakeries out there, but they don't really do the same thing. Who does the same thing that you do?
Well, we don't have any direct competitors in the cake space. Of course, grocery stores sell cakes, and there are, as you mentioned, individual bakeries that are wonderful, typically with a highly regarded pastry chef, and they tend to be quite local. So we consider ourselves really the go-to brand when it comes to cake across America.
But you made your point. Your point's interesting. And the thing is, as you mentioned, I've seen this, is you require your franchisees to go in the community, give away cakes, become part of it, get members of the PTA, that sort of thing. But this requires something other than just somebody with some business savvy. It's a different kind of a franchisee.
It is indeed. And so many of our most successful bakery owners are people who were school teachers and principals and come from the caring and healing, hospitals and so on. So what we do with the multi-store operators who perhaps run other brands, and oftentimes what we call QSR, quick service restaurants, we really focus on their intent and also ability to connect with their communities. And they're out there. We just screen very carefully for them.
So what's the Burley stamp? You've been there long enough. You've been there a year and a half. You've already grown the thing by, 20 or 30%. You're the number one, what was it again? The number one favorite brand in Technomatic's American Favorite Chain Survey.
Well, yes, I can be more specific. So we were the number one ranked food and restaurant-related chain in America.
Right.
And it was a survey of over 100,000 people done by this group called Technomatic.
But again, what is your stamp? What is it? What have you learned in the last year and a half? What are you fixing? What are you adding?
I'm quick to say that that it's a big team effort, and I've supported a lot of great people who are doing great work. But the things that we've really added in the last 18 months is we've gotten much more serious about delivery, and so the ability to have cakes delivered to your home is a new thing. We also have added a mobile app and loyalty program. We've essentially revamped the marketing approach, which now includes a significant amount of social media. And perhaps most importantly, we've really revved up the engine when it comes to introducing new flavors. So if you go back a couple of years, it was only maybe two or three new flavors a year. And we, in 2024, we had 9 new flavors.
Wow.
And some of them associated with very famous brands like Oreo, Reese's Pieces. But I can't say enough nice things about the public's reaction to pineapple upside down cake and most recently banana pudding. Those are some blockbuster tasty flavors, David.
So look, you've got a great parent. You've got a deep-pocketed, very successful parent. Rourke has owned you out of Atlanta. They own Subway and owned Wingstop for a long time and lots of great brands. So you presumably you are being groomed to go public. And if you've got a presence in over 40 states and over 660 restaurants, the name recognition ought to be out there.
Well, I think the job of management is to always see how much value we can create for everyone involved. So that's our bakery owners. That's, more and more appeal for guests and certainly our owners. And I think we would be a good public company someday were we to go that route, because we were somewhat predictable and we're a brand that people can understand financially and also from a guest experience standpoint. But we don't feel pressure to go public. We're just trying to grow the company. We're able to be relatively self-funding and, of course, with great feedback and also resources from Rourke. And, at some point, it's likely that there would be either a go public or a private sale. But we're at this point really focused. We have so much white space ahead of us, so much we can grow into. What I mean by that is there's so many more bakeries we can build. We're only about one third of the way in the journey for America alone, never mind the rest of the world. So I'm mostly focused on building the team and the technology and the systems and the brand in a way that makes us as powerful as it can be in the coming years.
All right. So if we can't buy stock, we'll just let them eat cake for the time being. Dolph Berle is the CEO of Nothing Bundt Cakes, which is all over the globe. Well, all over the U.S. anyway. It's good to have you with us again. Thank you, sir.
It's great to see you, David. Thanks for the time.
Thanks. For more of a conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.